Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, and live here with you this morning on Facebook Live as well. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, still trying to learn how to do this on Facebook Live, but I welcome everyone who is tuned in with me this morning on Facebook Live, on my ministry website, roxy.org, and those of you who are tuned in through the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. God has a powerful word for you today. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 19 through 20. Go ahead and get your Bibles ready. Again, that is Philippians chapter 4 in the New Testament, verses 19 through 20. And while you're getting that word ready, let me quickly remind everyone of how to tune in to Daily Fire Devotion with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can tune in right here with me on Facebook Live, or you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180.
Website, roxy.org, that is R-A-W-S-I.org. But if for any reason you cannot tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss this word by following the podcast, and that way the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Again, text the letters or message DS to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, roxy.org. Visit me there and send me your prayer requests and your testimonies, and I will pray over them. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 19 through 20 from the KJV. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Listen to that again, brothers and sisters. But my God shall, not he might, not there is a likelihood or possibility, but my God shall, it is mandatory, he must do it, supply all your need, not some of your need, not just a few things, but everything that you need, God shall supply. According to his riches in glory, not according to what Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams has, not according to what you have or your pedigree or your legacy. So it doesn't matter if your parents have a lot or if they had a little. It doesn't matter if you came from the poor side of the tract or were raised in a mansion. It doesn't matter if you have a high school degree, college degree, or no degree. What God will do for you is not contingent upon you, but according to whose riches? Come on and say it with me. His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Come on and praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is you don't have to window shop anymore. Glory. You don't have to window shop anymore. Hallelujah. Years ago, there was this movie called Pretty Woman, and Richard Gere and Julia Roberts starred in this movie. And in the movie, he was very rich. He was affluent, while she was a prostitute. And so there came a time that he had to attend these particular events, and he needed an escort, and he met Julia Roberts. Now, he knew her background. He knew that she was a prostitute. However, because he was taking her, to these events, it was very important that the other people not know who she was. And bear with me. I keep moving my head here because I'm trying to adjust to the camera on the Facebook Live and still be able to read the word, you know, the Bible and everything here. But he knew. And so he hired her to pretend like she was someone else, like she was someone affluent. And at some point during this movie, stay with me, Daily Fire is only 15 minutes. We will do the teaching, then we'll go into prayer, have our altar call, and end with me assigning you a task for today. Somewhere along the way, he had to have her dressed appropriately for these events, because remember, he's rich, but she had nothing. So at one point, she's down on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and she's looking through the window, can't you see it, at the stores. She didn't have the money to buy anything. She didn't have the credit card to buy anything. She didn't have the legacy to be able to go into that store on Rodeo Drive and just pick out what she wanted. So she had to window shop. You ever had to window shop? Look through the glass at something you wanted, but knowing you could not have it. You couldn't afford it. You didn't have the legacy or the pedigree to just walk in and demand it. That's where she was. She looked through the glass and she wanted it. So then she ventured to be bold enough to walk into the store on Rodeo Drive, and the salespeople looked at her and knew she did not belong. So they treated her in such a way as to say, you don't even belong here. There's nothing in this store that you can buy today. Go back outside and look from outside the glass, because you can only be a window shopper. You have no title. You have no legacy. You have no right to a better life, is what they were telling her. So at some point, she went back to Richard Gere. We're talking about our topic for today from Philippians 4:19 through 20. You don't have to window shop anymore. And so she goes back to him and she lets him know, I can't do what you hired me to do. I cannot attend these events with you because I'm out of place. I don't have the money. And so what he does is he gives her his credit cards so that she can go back in. And this time when she goes back to the store, she's able to walk in confidently with her head held high that she no longer has to beg. She no longer has to be humiliated or demeaned. She no longer has to be put down. She has the right to walk into that store and to obtain ownership. Brothers and sisters, in the word that I read unto you today from Philippians 4:19 through 20, Paul said that my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. In other words, you do not have to live life only window shopping. God desires the best for you every day. And no matter what is going on in your life right now, no matter about the pandemic, no matter about COVID-19, no matter if your past has an incarceration in it, no matter if your past has addiction, no matter if your past has prostitution, no matter if your past is that you did not complete high school or that you completed high school but didn't go to college, no matter if your past includes divorce, no matter if your past includes that you backslidden, no matter what your past or even your present is, just like Richard Gere in that movie, God has the money. God has the healing. God has the job. God has self-esteem for you. Whatever it is that you need, God shall supply it. Stop window shopping. Stop allowing people to make you feel like you don't deserve better. You deserve more than what you're living right now. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, the Bible teaches us, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. You do not have to live your life window shopping anymore. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 7, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. God cares about you so much that he has numbered the very hairs of your head. Think about that. If God cares enough to number the very hairs of your head, do you not know that he will supply your every need? God sees you. God hears your prayers. God has not forgotten about you. In this time of need, in this time where people are losing everything, I encourage you not to throw in the towel. This is not the time for you to give up. This is not the day for you to stop believing. The same God who answered your prayers way back then, the same God who made a way out of no way, the same God who heard you and did the miraculous yesterday and last year is the same God here with you right now, and he shall supply every one of your needs. Come on and just praise him as we prepare to go into prayer. Wherever you are right now, say, I know that God will, God shall supply every one of my needs. You don't have to live a life of window shopping. God will supply your needs. As we prepare to go into prayer, I want you to just begin to think about what it is that you need from God right now. Just begin to talk to him. Just let him know what you need right now. The lines of need and no one can hear you. Whether you're on Facebook Live, whether you're seeing him on my podcast, on Blog Talk Radio, let's begin to pray to the Lord. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus and we give your name the Lord. Father, we thank you because you are the supplier of our every need. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the facts are, we submit the truth to you that you are still God and you will make a way. You shall supply the need. You shall heal the body. You shall supply the finances. You shall open the doors. You shall do whatever is needed. For everyone listening right now, you are God. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the ending. You're the first and the last. And we submit our lives to you and we say, have your way. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, God, right now. We need you, Lord. We need you to make a way. We need you
you to heal us and save us. And we need you to encourage us and strengthen us. We need you to move like you've never moved before. And we shall not doubt. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Father, whoever they are, whatever their needs are, bless them right now. Father, let them forget about their past. It doesn't matter who they are and what side of the tracks they came from. You are the God who will heal and provide every need for every one of them. Now, Father, we just come lifting up your name right now. We come believing and we won't take back. We get our second wind and we just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to your name. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, do what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say amen. Say, I believe that God shall supply my every need. Now, listen, I'm going to do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been living beneath your privilege because you've been only window shopping in life, because somewhere along the way, someone told you that you weren't good enough. Someone told you that you'd never be anything. Somebody told you you're just like a no good daddy or like a no good mother, because they didn't understand that God looks on the inside and God can take nothing and turn it into something. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my doubt. I repent of giving up. Glory. I repent of throwing in the towel. And I ask you for your forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, according to Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. Hallelujah. And I am rededicated to you. And I am victorious. I no longer have to window shop anymore. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. You are now saved. That's all it took. You are now saved. Make sure you're attending your church. Let your leader know that you're saved. And make sure you spend time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, including being here with me Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire Devotion. If you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., make sure you follow so the recording will be texted to you live at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and the recording will be texted to you. Again, text the letters DF to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion with me, your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. If you don't have to window shop anymore, your task for today is to step out boldly on faith for whatever it is that you want, and don't let anybody tell you that you're not worthy. You are now saved, and God has made you worthy. You do not have to window shop anymore. I'll see you live at 7 a.m. Eastern for another Daily Fire Devotion. I promise you, if you tune in with me every day and you do what I'm telling you, you will grow in every area of your life. I'm a testimony. Well, I'll see you on tomorrow, and get ready.
It's been a long time coming, but I know sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know.